What is God telling us? What is He saying to us? Are these just stories in the Bible that we read and teach and talk about? The widow woman had two sons and about to get, and the sons about to come and take them, and God told the prophet to tell her to get some vessels and pour it full of oil. Or this for our learning, to know just what kind of God we have. How full of confidence. You notice that not only did the woman see those vessels get poured full of oil, her children saw it. Come on. I said her children saw it. They saw that miracle. That's what we want here. Well, our children see God. We ain't playing church. No, no. We are not playing church no more. Do y'all hear me? The devil is defeated. Jesus has been raised from the dead. And He has taken a seat at the right hand of God. We have put up with stuff in our lives way, 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 way too long. Let me finish this story. So she went from him, this is verse 5, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. It came to pass that when the vessel was full, that she said unto her son, Bring yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. Her life changed. I don't know if it took her, I don't know how many hours it took for her to gather those vessels and obey God, but her life changed. She didn't have anything. But before it was done, she had oil to sell and to pay her debt and live on the rest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I was praying and studying. Got to get used to this thing. And and I was looking at some things, and these words kept ringing in my spirit, and I had wholeheartedly planned. That's why I went out to the office to tweak it, because I had most of this already recorded, you know, written down. I just want to tweak it and make sure and refresh it in my thinking and make sure that I was ready. Okay? And so so that's what I did. And while I was doing that, I'm telling you this because this is where we're going. And it just came in my spirit. I have it. The Lord The Lord had said, now I have it written down in there in the office, and I shared it on the prayer line. He said there will be a continual flow of finances. And he said this time it won't stop until every part of that building is completed. He said from the parking lot, landscaping, everything on these grounds, he said there will be a flow of finances until it is complete. Now, either I heard from God or I'm standing up here lying. Either I heard from God or I'm standing up here what? I'm going to believe I heard from God. I said, I'm going to believe that I heard from God. And so in the process, it just kept coming up, you know, because like I said, I had planned to do something else. And that continual flow kept coming up, coming up. And you can go ahead and put it up, Zechariah, what is it? Yeah, Zechariah 4 and 1. I'm going to read from verse 1. I had started verse 4, but I'm going to read from verse 1. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes, and then there's some things he told me to do. And this is for you. This is specifically for the church, you today. There shall be a continual flow. And that word just kept coming up. And I had these notes already written down. Go ahead, preach them somewhere. And I'm thinking, I'm out here come my mind again. Well, he said, how many times you read the scripture over and over again? He said, there's a bunch. Since I'm in it, I'll go ahead and tell you. He said, there's a bunch of them sermons you didn't preach. You're going to have to preach them again because you ain't. You know, he said, I didn't call you to do no one-time preaching on a sermon. Because you didn't get it, and I didn't either. Somebody's telling you how he will straighten me out. Amen. So, if you have it up, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. Are y'all ready? Do we have it in Amplified? And the angel Lord, and the angel who talked with me came again and awakened me. This is like having a conversation. And Zechariah, the prophet who given the authorship of this book, this particular book, said the angel of the Lord who talked with me came again and awakened me. You notice that he said the angel of the Lord who talked with me came when? Again and did what? In other words, he had talked with him before. He said, like a man who awakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, what do you see? I said, I see and behold a lampstand. What do you see, Zechariah? I see, behold, a lampstand of all of gold, with it bowl for oil. Notice, with it bowl for what? Oil. On top of it, and it's seven lamps on it. And there are seven pipes to each of the seven lamps, which are up on the top of it. And there are two olive trees by it. How many? One up on the right side of the bowl and the other up on the left side of it. Feeding how often? feeding it continually with oil. So